What does it mean to date like you really mean it? And what are the four things that you can do that can dramatically speed your path to healthy, lasting love? Stay tuned to this episode of the Deeper Dating Podcast to learn more.
If you've ever been disillusioned, disappointed, or discouraged in your search for love, and you know there has to be a better way to find the healthy, soul-filling love you've always longed for, then you've discovered the podcast for you. I know, as Ken's work personally has led me to find the love of my life. So here's your host of Deeper Dating, Ken Page.
Hello there, and welcome to the Deeper Dating Podcast. I'm so glad to have you here. I'm Ken Page. I am a psychotherapist. I'm the author of the best-selling book, Deeper Dating, and your host in this podcast. So today, I want to talk about something really important, which is, what does it mean to really mean it about your intimacy journey, about finding love, about growing love, the kind of love you dream of? What does it mean to really mean it? And I'm going to break that down in very, very concrete ways, from the inner work to the nitty-gritty of meeting people. But before I jump in, I just want to say that if you're interested in the Deeper Dating path to intimacy, just go to deeperdatingpodcast.com. And there you'll find transcripts of every episode, and you'll find every episode. There are over 200 of them. And you can join my mailing list and get a really wonderful free book. It's a gorgeous ebook that I've put a lot of work and time into that captures the five key points to deeper intimacy. It's a beautiful piece. It's free, and you'll get it if you join my mailing list on deeperdatingpodcast.com. All right, dear folks, let's jump in. So let's talk about this thing about really meaning something, and that is the power of intention. And I think all of you really relate to that. Like the experience of when you're kind of diddling with something and you do it and there are excuses and you kind of move, but everything gets in the way and it doesn't really happen. Versus when you create a container, like maybe you take a course or you have a coach or you have like a gym buddy and you have like a path and a discipline and support. You know how different that is when you have that. And that's kind of this experience, or a time that maybe there's something that's important to you and you decide, I'm really serious about this. This has to happen, and how you act then. So if love is that important to you, if finding a relationship is that important to you, or deepening the love that you have is that important to you, and it is, because that's why you're listening, I want to encourage you to create a container for your intention first. So I just want to back up and tell a little story about intention. This is like how I learned to Google with intention, which I don't always do, but I know the difference now. So my husband and I were going to get married, and there were so many things that had to be done for the marriage, and we are procrastinators. So we delayed and we delayed, and we looked, we thought, we did the work. We thought about the band, we thought about the food, we thought about everything. We did get the venue, but everything else, we kind of, our wedding rings, we thought about, but we didn't really get there. So one morning, I'm waking up, Greg is fast asleep, happily, and I'm like worried and thinking, oh my God, the time is drawing near and we haven't done enough yet. And this is like getting serious. And he's happily sleeping. This is something that happens between us. And so I got up and I started Googling with intention. And in about an hour, I had found the kind of rings that we had dreamed of and talked about. I found a band. I found a cake. I did all of those things, and they were really what we talked about. And when Greg woke up, I checked in with him and he agreed, and all of that was taken care of. But we had Googled endlessly before that, but we weren't Googling with intention. When it really came down to it, it was something different. And I want to invite every one of you who cares about intimacy to say, I'm going to do my intimacy journey with intention, because we know that actually research shows that there is no single greater determinant of the quality of your life than your spousal relationship. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be happy being single. It doesn't mean you can't be happy in a relationship that's not great, but it's a lot harder. And for those of you who really care about having that wonderful relationship, there's probably very little more important than putting intention into that. We put so much intention into work, into working out, into so many different good and wonderful things. But culturally, we're taught to maybe obsess about finding a partner, but we are not taught to treat it with honor, seriousness, and the greatest wisdom and greatest support possible. So if you are someone who really cares about finding love, I want to encourage you to like just take a minute and say, okay, I'm going to do this. I don't know what that exactly means yet, but I want to do it. And if you're in a position where you can't really say that yet, but you can say, I want to do that, I wish I had that kind of fierce dedication. That's good enough. Because when you create a container that's going to support you in it, you don't have to do all the heavy lifting day after day. It's like that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful quote, make the decision that makes 1,000 future decisions for you. That's something I send to everybody who joins the intensive, but the intensive is, God knows, not the only way to do this work, although it's a wonderful way. But anyway, that's like saying, I'm going to have a gym buddy. And we're going to get together on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and I will meet them at the gym. You now have made a decision that's going to make 1,000 future decisions for you. And you can make choices by seeing what paths speak to you the most. What paths to finding love feel evidence-based, feel smart? Don't do that horrible, ugly thing of like, fix yourself, change yourself, be authentic, but be different than you are. And you have to do those things if you want to hook your mate. Like, just don't follow any of those paths. Find a path that feels like it has a sense of truth, authenticity, and the backing of really solid wisdom. Path, a teacher, an approach. Maybe it's your own approach that you feel intuitively like you know what you're going to do. But whatever it is, make a commitment. So that is one thing that's really, really important, is to do this with intention and to say, yep, I'm going to do it. And you know, they say that for anything you seriously want to work on, you need to make a commitment of energy, time, maybe money, very possibly money, but definitely energy and time to really, like, you're going to invest in this because it's probably one of the wisest investments that you can make. Because when you find someone you can build a home in the world with, someone good and decent and caring and loving who loves you, that's happiness. That's happiness, and you deserve that. So they say the most important thing is to make the most important thing the most important thing. So I invite you to do that. And that kind of intention and that kind of commitment and decision is number one. Okay, so now let's move to number two. I think that seeing your intimacy journey as a journey of growth is hugely important. Why is that? It's because when you up-level your approach to the search for love, you begin to grow. If you're going to do the work of growing in your intimacy skills, and we know what they are, speaking and sharing our needs, growing compassion, being there for the other person, building discrimination, building self-honoring. These are all intimacy, vulnerability, sharing who we really are. These are all the deep skills of intimacy. Well, as you grow those skills and use them in your search for love, two things will happen. One, you will be up-leveling the way you search for love. And as you up-level the way you search for love, you up-level the kind of love you're likely to find. You also up-level your growth as a human being. I'm sorry, what is more precious than those things? Like, nothing. So it's really important that we don't just play a numbers game, try the same thing again and again, rely on online dating sites without saying, I'm going to have this be a growth journey. Because truly, 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 and this is something that as a psychotherapist for decades, specializing in this work, this is something I've seen again and again, and God knows I've seen it in my own life too. As you grow in your intimacy skills, so much changes, and the people you magnetize and are magnetized toward change as well. And the experience of growing in your humanity is one of the most beautiful experiences that can happen. So for all of those reasons, it is both practical and spiritual and smart to turn this into a growth journey. Also, because we have a lot of unconscious patterns that play out, especially in our most charged areas, like money, like sex, like love, like intimacy. So in those charged areas, we are the most likely to get into unconscious patterns that we're not aware of, which is why the growth piece is so hugely important. The coaching, the support, however it is that happens. And that leads me to the third point. And the third point is, don't do this alone. Don't do it alone. Have in everything I teach, in all of my courses, my online course, in my book, in my intensive, always we have a learning partner. And of course, if you work with a coach, you get their wisdom, their guidance. They are your learning partner. And that's if it's a coach you really trust, that speeds your journey. And how many journeys are more important to speed than this one? Not so many. So also, like if you have a learning partner that you can kind of follow a path with, there'll be lots of points where you're going to get stuck in some old places and your learning partner is going to be able to kind of point you to a wiser direction. And I remember at one point dating somebody who seemed like a really nice person. I really liked him. Sometimes I was interested, sometimes I wasn't. And I didn't know what to do about this. And I was just talking to a friend, and this friend knows how neurotic I can be and how kind of overthinking I can be. And when he heard me doing this overthinking, he just said something like, "Oh, Ken, I know you so well. And I could imagine this just must be so hard for you that you're struggling with this." But I could hear in his voice that he was saying, "Ken, this is something good." Anyway, that was all he had to say. And some giant knot loosened in me. And I was able to continue in this relationship, which didn't end up being the right relationship, but I could breathe again and I could take the next steps. It was an incredible thing that he gave me just by giving me space, but more than just space, a drop of knowledge of who I am that made a really big difference. And how many of us have had people tell us, like, "I'll kill you if you fuck this up because this person's wonderful." I had somebody say that to me when I first started dating my husband, and I listened, and I'm so glad I listened. And I listened when my friends told me to go to this event where I met Greg, but I didn't want to listen, but I had that support. Because here is the deal. If we don't have that support, we are almost definitely going to enact certain unconscious patterns that, as the Buddhists say, water the seeds of suffering instead of the seeds of happiness. And our friends, our learning partners, our coaches can see this and gently point it out to us. So if you want to have insurance against wasting a huge amount of time in your intimacy journey, don't do it alone. Also, the other piece of this is that sometimes the intimacy journey really hurts. It's like a bitter, painful, complicated place. And when we have someone that we can connect with and share our pain, and they share theirs, it just makes so much difference. It like normalizes things. It gives us calm. It gives us peace. Just makes such a big difference. So that's the next one. And the final one that I want to share that is so important, I think, is how you look for love. So sloppy online dating behaviors. So many of us do that. We scroll, we scroll, we scroll, but we don't really look. And I've done a number of episodes on mindful online dating. And I had a wonderful interview with Marie Tooin, Dr. Marie Tooin, who has an entire 4-stage plan for mindful dating. So those are episodes to listen to. And it's just so easy to just mindlessly swipe, kind of looking for validation, looking for something exciting. Don't do that. When you online date, do it with consciousness. Do it with discrimination. Do it with care. Take the time to look at people's profiles. Don't just look for your scratch the itch types, because you are wasting time if you do that. Because you have a circuitry of attraction that is surface level, scratch the itch, your exact iconic type. Because you have a circuitry where there's a certain type of person you're attracted to. It's like an immediate attraction. They are like your type. They're the scratch the itch type. And when you are engaging on that level, it's a particular kind of circuitry that doesn't, it's not based on intimacy. It's based on a lot of old patterns. When you slow down and you're connected to your heart, you take time and look at somebody's profile, you look at their picture, you get the nuance of what they're saying, you drop down into a different circuitry. And it's more of a soul circuitry. It's a circuitry that can smell what smells funny and sense what feels good and what feels solid. You can't find that circuitry in yourself when you're speeding. So renounce sloppy online dating and bring mindfulness to it. And now, biggest of all, and this is something that I have seen after being a therapist for decades and doing this work for a really long time, and also it was the key to my finding love, is I really think the best way to find love is through in-person experiences with people who share your values. There's something that happens in those kind of environments that's really special. You kind of glow because you're in your element. Other people kind of glow. And especially if it's some kind of emotionally connected event, even more so, it makes connecting and contact easier. So that's like a hard bullet to bite because it's hard work. But oh man, you mean it about speeding your path? Don't leave that one out. In fact, don't leave any of these out. Make the commitment to take the step, to make the decision that's going to make 1,000 future decisions for you. Do this with intention. Find a structure that supports that. Find a learning partner. Do this as a growth journey instead of a numbers game, and get support along the way, and go to environments with people who share your values and passions and interests. Those are the things that I think you need to do if you want to make the most important thing the most important thing. And it's such a thing in life that we can get so lost and so distracted. And you know, it is so empowering when we make the most important thing the most important thing and see ourselves taking steps on a regular basis. You deserve that. Your future deserves that. The future person who you haven't met yet, who is looking for someone just like you, they deserve that too. All the people in your future who will be blessed by witnessing and being connected to the partnership you'll have, they deserve it too. So my suggestion is that you date like you mean it. My book, The Five Keys to Deeper Intimacy, is a wonderful place to start with this. And you could just go to deeperdatinggifts.com to get a copy of that. Thank you for listening and good luck on your intimacy journey. Thank you.
And that's it for today's episode of Deeper Dating. Be sure to go to deeperdatingpodcast.com as Ken has a few more gifts for you. Then join us on the next episode.